WWIB coming up on 5:45 and on a rainy Friday, 61 degrees. Heading into the three-day holiday weekend, Labor Day on Monday, with the best 5 minutes of the day. Jason Cans, and we're giving him Monday off. So, boy, a three-day holiday weekend for you.
Oh, my goodness. What a treat. I actually have the day off of work today and then off of the radio on Monday. That's something.
You can really luxuriate. So, countdown. We're going to mention every morning we're going to be mentioning up till October 25th. Every morning we need to mention Letters to the Beloved coming out October 25th. So, kind of what's the plan? What's the marketing plan here? Because we're going to be getting the word out if people want to be keeping in mind pre-ordering for themselves and then maybe another copy to give as a gift for Christmas. How can they be planning to do that?
Yes, so they should mark it on their calendars, October 25th, which is also my birthday. So if you want to give me a birthday present, pick up a copy of the book. And so it'll be coming out that day. It'll be available in both a paperback version, which is really, really big, and also for those who prefer, it will be on Kindle. I think just preparing for that, I'll continue putting out tidbits about it. Hopefully we can keep talking about it on the radio. That would be really good. Maybe at some point you can have me on at the 7 o'clock hour when we actually have more people listening. So.
There you go. That would be fun. All right. So you wrote an earlier book, Notes from the Upper Room, right?
Yeah.
Get the right preposition. All right.
Sure
so earlier this week, I want to, as we wrap up the week, as we land the plane for the last time until Tuesday, we go back. We talked about becoming love. That was good, right? Look at 1 Corinthians 13, especially verses 4 through 8, about what love is, patient and kind. I saw a great quote from the late, great Dallas Willard that I even shared, I think, about love begins with showing attention, and then it has to do with listening. Yeah. And so that's huge and can speak to all of us. Be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry, James 1:19. So, and then we talked about relating out of that. The puzzle piece next to that is relationship. But I think we got to step back, and I think it's maybe even a whole chapter in Notes from the Upper Room, because before we dive headlong into loving and relating, we've got to look at our triune God, the Father, Son, and Spirit, the personal infinite God, is a relational God. And this is a huge deal that is not emphasized nearly enough and should have impact. As we ponder it, it will and needs to have impact on our relating, correct?
Absolutely. So when I wrote Notes from the Upper Room, I went through John 13 to 17, which is also called the Upper Room Discourse, and tried to find what themes were there. And one of the absolutely central themes, not only to John 13 to 17, but arguably the whole Bible, is the idea of relationship. And so when we're talking about Trinitarian relating, or what I'm talking about, that the idea is that the Trinity isn't just an add-on to Christianity. It's not just something that, well, it seems to suggest it. Understanding the Trinity is essential to understanding what it means to be a Christian. It's central to understanding what it means to love. The idea that God has always existed in perfect relationship, Father, Son, and Spirit, is a perfect community of love. And for me, understanding not only that specific relationship, but how God loves us and how we are called to love one another is really important.
Yeah. And it seems like, I mean, the other-centeredness there. I mean, I was thinking about this even here, about you as my friend. I love you. I enjoy you. I love your voracious appetite for learning, and so there's just different things. And I like this quote even from James Dobson, that marriage is supposed to be a mutual admiration society, that in the Trinity, it's complete and total and perfect other-centeredness. So if you want a vision for marital relating, I guess parentally it has other manifestations, but still it's this other-centeredness. And let me just close. The thing that blocks the sun, okay, is self-centeredness. That's the biggest culprit, and that's what leads us to bad relating, correct?
Without a doubt. the last paragraph in that chapter on Trinitarian relating says, in a community of perfect love, there's no power struggle, nor a need to control others. The members are free to submit to one another because manipulation and control cannot coexist with perfect love. You know, so I think the idea that these are two different things, right? I mean, so if we're operating from self-centeredness or protectionism, as opposed to seeking to love and serve the other, it really changes the dynamic. And we have to continually look to how did Jesus respond to the Father? How did the Spirit respond to Jesus and the Father? You know, this kind of mutual indwelling idea within the Trinity is really important.
So this idea has struck me as we're talking. I'm like, you know, Mark, it's doable this holiday weekend. We got 3 days. Read John 13 through 17 and maybe read through from beginning to end Jason's notes from the Upper Room. You'd be okay with that, right?
You bet. And it's not a long book. It's relatively short, certainly compared to Letters to the Beloved.
So. Well, as I see my kids taking on the load of homework, I'm trying to give myself that assignment. And I'll report back bright and early Tuesday morning at 5:45. We'll see if I was able to pull it off, okay?
Sounds good. Talk to you later.
Thanks.
Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye. All right, there's our friend Jason Kanz. Learn more at jasonkanz.com. He's a great follow on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. Good morning to Susan.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, it's a Friday heading into Labor Day holiday weekend.
I know, and it's raining, but I'm not wet because for the first time in my life, I remembered an umbrella on my own.
Look at the wisdom that 59 brings.
Whoa. This feels so good. I feel super responsible.
Way to go.
Can checking insurance prices be far behind? I don't think so.
I put on a coat, a Leading with Power coat I had. And so, but even then, I'm like, I'm going to be a little warm.
Uh-huh.
But that was my protection against the rain.
Yeah. I like feeling responsible.
Absolutely.
Don't forget to look both ways before you cross the street.
We're covering all those things today here on WWIB.
It's 19 past 7, it's 60 degrees, and September is marking something I was completely unaware of.
Yeah, Martin. We're here to inform, entertain, and inspire. September marking the end of the honey collection season. Thanks to HSHS Sacred Heart and St. Joe's for letting us know that. To celebrate beekeepers and the health benefits of the natural sweeteners, September was designated as National Honey Month back in 1989.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that makes sense. St. Francis loved all the animals, and that's the Hospital Sisters of St. Francis. They're very invested in animals and bees.
I always picture St. Francis with like a bird on his shoulder.
I know.
So I don't know if that really happened, but, you know, honey is the only insect-derived natural product that has nutritional, cosmetic, and therapeutic values, according to studies by the National Institutes of Health.
Who tried which one first? Like, who first thought, well, let's use this as a face mask, or I'm going to eat this, or...
It is also a pantry staple because it doesn't need to be refrigerated and never spoils if it's in a sealed container.
Mm-hmm. And it has a natural preservative. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Heather Krieger, a dietitian with HSHS Sacred Heart and St. Joe's, says that honey contains some vitamins and minerals in trace quantities. It's also a rich source of carbohydrates, providing 17 grams per tablespoon.
Wow.
It contains antioxidants, which can protect the body from inflammation when potions are consumed in portions, rather. Potions.
That goes back to the medicinal side.
Honey potions.
In moderate amounts. Now, the National Honey Board. Yes, there is such a board. What a sweet job, says the natural sweetener can reduce irritation of sore throats. Yes. Suppress a cough, may aid in stopping hiccups. Okay,
wow.
How many people claim that? May help relieve eczema. And may aid in some medical-grade wound care applications, as recommended by your
doctor.
Really? I'm not done. I'm going to close with this. Studies show there are other potential health benefits of honey and raw honey, which is unpasteurized. They include relieving seasonal allergies, improving your sleep, strengthening your immune system, stabilizing your blood pressure, and balancing your sugar levels. Go get some honey.
I'll tell you, Phil is a huge proponent of honey. And the girls who didn't like swim team, he would bring honey because it's the most readily absorbed into your blood and brain for energy. He'd give each of the girls a little teaspoon of honey before they swam.
Huh.
Anyway, the other thing about swim team is Catherine said, the only thing I like about swim team other than the honey is that nobody can see that I'm crying underwater.
Oh, goodness.
I still remember when Dr. Phil... came over and brought that big jar of honey and the lemons when I was having throat troubles. And that was not only soothing, one of the kindest things that's been done for me.
He walks the talk.
Biggest jar of honey I've ever seen.
Yeah, we have more at home.
12 before 8 o'clock on a Friday morning, 61 degrees, rain or shine. It's our weekly tradition here on the WIB Wake Up Show. We get you caught up on everything you might have missed in news, sports, politics, and pop culture. It's in condensed form. We call it headlines. Here we go.
A study says many kids don't like washing their hands.
Kind of obvious there. Did the study also find they like picking their noses?
TikTok says it's removing any milk crate challenge videos because people are getting hurt.
Meanwhile, parents are like, you think that's dangerous? Try the dark family room with Legos and bare feet challenge.
No, thank you.
Ow.
Research indicates that having to deal with modern technology is keeping older brains more fit than in previous generations.
Right. Older folks no longer sit on the porch and wave at people. They post pictures of themselves waving on Instagram.
Probably use reels, too.
That's
how exciting. Only one state, Colorado, has an obesity rate under 25%.
I wondered why the other 49 state flags now have the golden arches on them.
Yay, we wish. A slice of pizza is a better breakfast option than most cereals.
And the smell of pepperoni could be the thing that gets your high schooler out of bed on time.
Whatever works. Well, a New Yorker had to give up the 80-pound cougar that was found living in their apartment.
It was the apartment where DoorDash delivery people did just that. Knocked on the door, then dashed as fast as they could.
Wasn't in the job description.
No.
And finally this morning, Arctic researchers accidentally discovered a new island located off Greenland's coast. Only a handful of people have been on the island.
And there's already a line at the Starbucks.
Man.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. We have our friend Ronnie Appleseed in studio here on the WIB Wake Up Show. We're going to be chatting with him in a moment about something new and proving that Susan has been previewing that with her taste buds.
Oh, my goodness. Can I say what it is?
Yes.
It's the most delicious caramel apple sucker. It's like this. These Creation Kitchen creations, obviously, God had his hand in this sucker,
right?
Because it is so yummy. You have the sensation, you know, the sour apple, hard candy covered with your delicious caramel. Which,
homemade, right?
Oh, my goodness. You taste the butter. And it's like the perfect little treat. It's wrapped and you don't have to be carrying around a caramel apple. I'm sold.
All right. Here we go. We are talking more about these brand new Creation Kitchen treats and so much more about the goings on at Avenue Orchard coming back in just a moment. Lollipop suckers, call them whatever you want. They are from Avenue Orchard and they are awesome. Ronnie Appleseed, what have you brought us today if folks just are tuning in?
Good morning.
And we're talking Avenue Orchard, Creation Kitchen, Fall Orchard. Again, this is your prime season and you guys are coming in with a bang like always.
After this spring, it was kind of doubtful, but we're here. We're open starting Tuesday. We're open 7 days a week, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. every day.
And again, some of the things that people can find in the Avenue Orchard store. I know it's a little different this year. Again, not pick your own apples this year, but still some lots of treats. Some pre-picked apples, I think, will be available as well.
Yes. In fact, the truck will be arriving this afternoon. We have been able to find some Zestar apples, so all of our Zestar fans out there, we have a limited supply, of course. We weren't the only ones affected as far as the spring freeze and stuff like that, so a lot of the apple orchards in this area have fewer apples. We unfortunately lost most of our crop, but we're still out there looking for apples. We want to bring them in for you. We're working on, like I say, we got some Zestars arriving this afternoon. So that puts caramel apples and our new caramel suckers at the stands and at the store starting tomorrow.
Yay. So Labor Day weekend, you can get these caramel apple suckers. Susan, would you describe it again for folks? Because have you consumed the whole sucker now?
No. I'm
saving a bit.
Because I want to savor it. It's an unassuming little sucker. You just say, this small brown sucker, what's so great about it? Until you open it up You have the delicious homemade caramel, which is not hard at all. It's like yummy caramel. And then there's this sour apple sucker underneath. So then the two together is like a little mini caramel apple. It's so good.
And I've never, Ronnie, had something like this that actually is homemade and locally made because, you know, you see, you know, suckers, lollipops, things like that, that come in the big packages from a big box store. But for them to actually be made locally, I guess I just didn't know you could do that.
There almost should be another word for this treat.
Yes.
Like heaven on a stick or something.
There you go.
There you
so
go.
Good. Yeah. Sounded every state fair.
There are molds and stuff available as far as shaping the sucker part, the inside part of it. We use a mold and that gets it on a stick. And then when we stir up the caramel, we just dip the sucker in the caramel. So it's not exactly the same shape every time.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's an artisan handmade gun.
Yeah.
And it looks it.
And 75 cents a pop?
Yeah.
Oh. I should have said 75 cents a pop. I did that thing with my mouth, but I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, so. It's only 75 cents each. Oh.
So again, starting tomorrow. And we would be remiss if we didn't mention caramel apples because you guys have incredible caramel apples. Again, Missy and Shelley, the crew, Creation Kitchen crew, homemade caramel. These aren't just craft caramels melted up. These are homemade caramel. And there are brand new flavors this year as
well.
Yes,
I don't even, she hasn't even told me what they are, but I understand. See?
They love you,
You're
Caleb.
Better than me. I think we have 8 different flavors of caramel apples this year.
Wow.
I can tell you the new ones. Do you
want to
know?
All right, yes, please.
All right, so she says we're rolling out 4 new flavors as well as the ones from last year. The new flavors are cookies and cream, ice cream, Twix, and toffee.
Toffee, please.
There you
Ronnie's
go.
Ronnie's eyes got big. It's like, wow, that's what we're
offering. Awesomeness.
Yeah.
Well, and can I ask you, how would you describe a Zestar apple? Because it must be amazing because you chose this apple to try and find for people.
It's an excellent early variety. It's got the snap and the juice of the Honeycrisp that everybody loves.
Right.
But it's not quite as sweet. But
nice.
Boy, it'll whet your appetite getting ready for those Honeycrisp.
Yum. Oh, wow. And it's so great because I wouldn't know where to find apples. And you tracked them down there at Avenue Orchard, so
yes.
You can go get pre-picked.
Yep, they're out of Wisconsin. They're out of Sasha Apple Orchard down in Galesville, Wisconsin.
Nice.
Okay. They're coming up from. So that was pretty neat that we were able to stay in Wisconsin yet.
Yeah, thank you.
So your pre-picked apples, your treats, including the new caramel apple suckers, and 8 different flavors of caramel apples with homemade caramel and all sorts of toppings, all at the Avenue Orchard store.
Right, and then all of the other arts and craft type stuff that we have added to the store from local artisans, too.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's always a treat to go in there. You never know what you're going to find.
Might be small, but it's packed full.
It is.
Just south of Eau Claire on 53. Come get a taste at Avenue Orchard. Again, open 7 days a week starting on Tuesday and open during the Labor Day weekend as well.
Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday.
We will take a day off. We're going to close for Monday.
Yeah. There you go.
That's good. You need it.
Ronnie, it is always great to see you. Thanks for coming in. Thanks for the suckers.
You're welcome, and thanks for having me again.
Thanks for the suckers.
You're welcome.
8:46, 61 degrees. You're on the WIB Wake Up Show, a Friday tradition, Halvo, and you put it all together every week. How hard was it to edit this week?
You know what? It's a little shorter today. And do you listen to the full 3.5 hours? Because we've got some entries from 5:45 and 6:45. So in case you don't listen early, you're going to hear some things maybe for the first time.
All right, here we go. It's the best of the week. It's back to school frenzy. It started in July. Lost my summer in Walmart trying to find supplies. Did I pick up the right folders? Is Pokemon still cool? How many notebooks do they need? Oh, I got wide ruled.
Cody, bless your heart. You did a shout out to your dad, age 62, 3 years older than I am. And you said he's still spry. And I'm like, okay. Right there, using the adjective spry.
Yeah, right. You don't say that for a 30-year-old.
How do you tell someone they're old without telling them they're old?
Yeah, right.
Also, she's still really with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why do none of your clothes fit anymore? Would Dave Ramsey approve taking out a loan for a graphing calculator?
I remember one year I had gotten a spider bite or some sort of infection, and the doctor didn't want me to go to school on the first day, and it was... it was crushing to me.
You almost became Spider-Man is what you're telling me?
Yes. I was really hoping that it was going to turn into Spider-Man.
It's the theme from the 1967 Spider-Man TV show. What might have been, you might have been swinging from skyscrapers, but just not to be.
Now the day's upon us, my kids are up and dressed. It took some threats and begging and a FEMA-worthy mess. But now they're on that bus ride with erasers and glue sticks. I can finally get some work done. Let's just see what's on Netflix.
I've never been to an amusement, I mean, I've been to an amusement park in the U.S., like done the cotton candy, the thing where you look at the pig or whatever. I know it's like a rite of passage for people in Wisconsin.
You look at the pig.
You gotta go look at the town cow or whatever. Okay. I don't know.
He's referring to the fair.
All right.
But I've never been on a ride other than, you know, in when I was in South America, these rides like the Tilt-A-Whirl and the Ferris wheel that are like been retired from the U.S., they sell them to the South Americans. And like, I went on this Tilt-A-Whirl in like Peru or something like that, you know, and I'm sitting in, you know, they get you all strapped in. They had to like use some tools to get you strapped in. I look down. And the guy running the thing, I look down and he makes the sign of the cross. He's muttering something in Spanish about Maria, and then he pulls the lever.
See what's on Netflix.
You know how I know how to stop hugging someone? They start patting me on the back.
That's right.
They're like, okay. All right. That's enough.
Here's Jamie Kimmett.
Bye-bye.
That is one of my favorite best of the weeks in recent memory.
Funny.
That was great.
Drew actually has contacted us back. He's thinking of using that in his comedy act.
Well,
because that is so good. It is.
He really paints a picture.
He does.
So great.
Right here on
Thank
the Whip
you,
Wake
Mark.
Up.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you. That was so good.
The best of the week.